ASW monitoring.
For HKX, afternoon, Ken.
And Patrick, how are you doing today?
Hey, Patrick.
I'm doing good. I'm on my way home now.
And me and my grandson, Nathan, are out here in the field walking the dog.
Fun hanging out with Grandpa.
I will.
Hi, earlier, Ken.
Did you just go by?
No, when you was getting pizza, I was sitting at the red light.
Didn't even see you. Where, did you see me?
I did. The Little Caesars.
Saw me over there. Yeah, I wasn't looking then. I was trying to pay attention to what I was doing. Okay, not too bad. A little bit busy, but I got a lot accomplished. How about yours?
Got done a little early, but that's okay. Just glad to be off for a couple days now.
Seems like you're not going to Greenwood.
I'll have to go down there in the morning. We're going to wait and do it on the 15th.
Give them a chance to get back in the routine before you have to go down there.
Most of them were taking tomorrow off, so I figured as much with a holiday right here, it kind of gets hectic for everybody.
Yeah, kind of disappointed this year. Usually the church puts off a good fireworks display, but it don't look like they're going to do it this year.
Because they couldn't afford to, or just don't want to do it anymore.
Do it anymore. And
it happened to the person that was actually putting it all together.
Naughty. I think we're going to go to my brother's house, I think, on Monday and have a cookout and shoot off some fireworks.
Probably sit right there on my porch and all by myself.
Are you close enough to listen to any fireworks?
Yeah, I'm going off in the valley. Don't you worry.
Red light right there where the daycare and the church is, and you can watch the ones in downtown Greenville.
Got some on. There'll be plenty of fireworks up around the house. Hendersonville does some. I mean, it's anywhere I want to go, I can sit and watch fireworks.
Since the grandkids left and the kids left the house and that, and the dog's scared, we just don't shoot them off anymore. And anymore, it's just too expensive to do it, right?
That is for sure. We used to get together at my uncle's house. His daughter and son, birthdays are right around the 4th of July, so we'd all just have a family get-together right there, and we'd shoot off big fireworks thing, but now that everybody's grown, we just don't do it anymore.
The people that were organizing it get really old or pass on, then it just kind of dies off, doesn't it? It's a shame.
It just seems like traditions just don't catch on or don't matter to people anymore.
That generation don't know anything about traditions and caring.
Probably their fault. That's ours for not teaching them. This afternoon after walking the dog.
He's trying to decide what we're doing.
Some of that energy and enthusiasm and keep it for yourself now.
Patrick, how old are you?
Nathan, I am 47. North Carolina, about 40 miles north of your grandfather. What kind of things do you like to do?
To watch YouTube about countries. I like politics and geography.
I like politics and geography. That's a strange combination for a 10-year-old.
Geography. His mom for his birthday, 50 flags from just various countries, and he knew them all. I mean, most of them I didn't even know.
Need to get him on the radio.
We're trying to get some one-on-one time, and that he's impressed when he sees, you know, the countries that I'm from.
The radio, and you get to talk to those people in those countries that you know have been studying about now.
Talking to like the guards on a celebration in England during the Queen's birthday when she was singing.
That gets scratchy.
And a vertical, I was home. He was saying he was, you know, when he was over last time, he saw the countries that I got the, you know, I talked to somebody on the grounds of Windsor Castle, and they thought that was pretty impressive.
That would be pretty amazing. And so, Nathan, you going to start studying to get your ham license?
Repeat?
Studying to get your amateur radio license.
Yes.
Good deal. I'm guaranteeing your grandpa will be excited to help you on that one.
I got to get my book back right now and my daughter's son-in-law or husband or whatever, he's got it, and he's reading through it up there in Kentucky, KN4TSW.
Well, I've got one of the Gordon West tablet. You can download the Ham Study app, and that way you can start studying that way and taking the test and learning the answers there like he needs to find as he's reading it.
What is the website?
Hamstudy.org. Probably pick it up quicker than we did, that's for sure.
It's hard to teach old dogs new tricks.
Be in there showing you how to use that radio for a long.
I need to learn how to use it a little better than I do.
I need to buckle down and do more with my HF ticket or general ticket than I do.
Get your antenna situation figured out. And if we ever get that figured out, then you'll be using it all the time. It's scratchy.
It's scratchy, but I can make out what you're saying.
Getting all those really thick Bradford pear trees right now.
Up on DMR and get on 91, or Talk Group 91, where it's worldwide, right there on your little anthill.
Any repeater that I can hit that has that?
If I had my hotspot, I'd let you borrow it, but I don't have it with me.
I want to try to get the worked off states and that on a voice before I start on the digital stuff. I don't want it to, you know, mess up all the ones I already have.
I get that.
I just pulled up that hamstudy.org you suggested there, hand. Looks pretty useful.
I need to get my ticket.
He studied a while back and then stopped, but I need to finish up and go and get this ticket.
Classes to start back up so I can take them in person like I did for my general ticket over there in Greer.
Hey, one for the extra class, I'm definitely going to jump in it.
Maybe or find out, let me know, because I'm down for that.
If you hear anything, let me know, and if I hear something, I'll definitely let you know.
What?
Keith, how are you? KO4HKX.
Patrick, I'm just going to see if I can mess up my audio. My wife is insisting on using the ham shack as a laundry room again. So, anyway, is this an extra class that you're referring to?
used to put on classes to teach the, you know, all of the tickets. I took the general class, but it was right before COVID, and the extra had started right as COVID started, and they canceled the in-person. But the, I rumor had it they were going to be starting back up this fall, and I'd be interested in that.
Here out for it too then. I'm usually monitoring here, so I sit here when they do start it back up. Go ahead, Patrick.
I was going to say I talked to Gary or heard him talking to somebody else earlier this year about it, and they were going to try to do it in the fall and bring and get one going for the extra class.
Quick question for I hop off. This radio, I just got it hooked up. How's it sound?
Here in Greer.
Copy that. I'm down here in Maysville, Georgia.
Not really good. I'm just on an HT right here.
I'll study up and get that ticket before I do too much yammering.
W4EEY, his YouTube channel that he has the classes chapter by chapter on there. You can just sit down and watch it. He tells you all the tricks and secrets to remember stuff.
What's that website again?
Echo Yankee.
I'll look that one up.
That's class in person, and it really helped me out because just being in person, I'm not somebody that can really watch it online and understand it. I like to be there in person and, you know, ask questions and one-on-one. It really helped me out.
But I live pretty far away from anything, don't you know, to get to a class.
Probably be, well, I think they did do it on, I think they did for a while there at the end. They were doing it live so that you could join and ask questions then.
I can look it up.
He's an awesome teacher, those guys are, and that you'll learn a lot. But I've made it back to the house. I'm going to have to say 73 to everybody, and everybody have an awesome evening, and maybe I can catch you a little bit further down the log. KN4TFW.
Nathan, have a wonderful afternoon. Enjoy your time together. Nathan, it was nice to meet you. You guys, 73, KO4HKX. Go ahead and say 73 to you also. Have a good evening. Good to talk to you. KO4HKX, Cliff.
Yeah, Ken and Nathan, this is Keith on this end. Y'all have a good evening. Patrick, 73s before you dip into the hole over there. And we'll catch you around later. KN4CHY, stand by and listen.